And welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is another episode of Section 3, the practicalities of getting a job. Let's talk about interviews. So, you're invited to an interview. You're exhilarated, but scared out of your wits. Let's first get some feedback, advice, and reassurance from recent graduates who went through the experience. Here's the first one. I remember being in a room of 8 people all looking at me, and I was there just thinking to myself, can I really do this? A thought crossed my mind, and I remembered I had made myself a promise that I'm going to get my job from my first interview. And that is exactly what happened. Remember, I said first interview, not first job I applied for. This, by the way, is a very important point. In 2018, this is long before COVID, successful candidates applied for 6 or 7 jobs on average, and that number has probably more than doubled since. Another comment from a recent graduate, I was very nervous and could not think straight, but at the end, I got the job. And another one, all they wanted to know is about me as a person, how I handle conflicts, if I am a team player, how I handle pressure, etc. They gave me scenarios, and I had to answer in my own perspective. No wrong or right answer. They wanted to hear how I think. Being invited for an interview usually means that you meet the basic requirements for the position. This personal interaction gives you the opportunity to convince your prospective employer that you are the one they want. So let's draw a map of how to approach it. Firstly, before. Preparation. 1. Prepare an answer to the question, tell me about yourself. They most probably will ask that. It must be short and to the point. It must connect what you offer with what they want. Remember, they don't want to know you as a friend, but as a potential colleague. And practice your answer out loud. And then a possible follow-up question would be, why did you apply for this position? Think carefully about why you want this job, apart from the salary. How does it fit into your career plan? What will you enjoy about it? What do you like about the company and the industry? Then 2, study the job description and the requirements for skills and qualifications. In a previous episode, we talked about mapping yourself, and we've talked about writing your CV. Look at that. Match your skills to those mentioned in the ad. Prepare examples that you can mention to demonstrate your skills. And when you're preparing examples to demonstrate especially soft skills, you could try and use the STAR technique, a very neat template from the UCT Career Service Guide of 2019. Here's an example. If the question is, tell me about a time when you had to show leadership in a group. Now, you think of STAR, the situation, the task, the action, and the result. STAR. So the situation, I was living in a commune with 7 other people. The place was always filthy, and no one was taking responsibility. So that was the situation. The task, I convinced everyone to come to a house meeting late one evening after people had finished studying or were back if they had gone out. It was difficult to keep the discussion focused and civil, but we managed. That was the task you set yourself. And the action that came from that? We agreed that our rooms were our own affair, but that we all liked the shared spaces to be clean. We agreed that everyone would wash his or her own dishes. We drew up a roster so that each of us would get a turn to clean common areas. The kitchen and the lounge would be cleaned twice a week. We set up a kitty to fund cleaning materials, and I went to buy supplies the next day. And the result? It doesn't always work, but at least we have a basic agreement, so we are all accountable for our actions. So there's your star, the situation, the task, the action, the result. Prepare one or two examples like that. Then number three, research the employer. Go onto their website and pay special attention to the About Us section and to the leadership team. Try to establish who will probably be doing the interview, if possible. And make a note of questions you may have about the company. Then, number four, research the industry. Know the latest news and developments. Make sure of the location, how to get there, how long it will take. If you can, do a practice run to make sure you arrive on time for the real thing. Number five, think of what you will wear. Which outfit will suit the culture of the specific work environment? Don't go to a law firm in torn jeans or to an advertising agency in a boring suit. On this day, you must fit in. They must notice you, not your clothes. The same goes for your hair. This is not the time or the place for a statement hairdo, unless you're going to a modeling agency or a design company. And women, leave those showstopper stiletto heels at home. One more comment to finish this section from a recent graduate. I remembered that I didn't have proper formal clothes and really felt underdressed when I met other candidates. It's safe to say I didn't get that job, even though the interview went well. First impressions count. Right, so that's before your preparation. Now, on the day, number one, give yourself plenty of time to get there on time. Number two, you will be nervous. Don't fight it. If you were an athlete, you would welcome the extra adrenaline for the race. Even so, it must not paralyze you. Sit quietly on the way there or in the foyer. Take deep breaths through your nose. Relax your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. You may want to try repeating a mantra to yourself, something like, I am going to show them my best self. I can do this. Then number three, when you walk in, pull your shoulders back and straighten your spine. Look people in the eye. Shake hands firmly without trying to crush the other person's fingers. And wait to be offered a chair before you sit down. Number four, perhaps the most important of all, listen carefully to the questions. If it's not clear, ask for it to be repeated. Don't rush to answer. Take your time. Think before you speak. Number five, be open rather than defensive about areas where you are not as strong as you may wish. Tell them how you think you can improve that skill. And in the same vein, number six, if there are gaps in your CV or failures in your academic record, be ready to account for them. Don't try to excuse or justify yourself. Rather tell them how you overcame whatever it was. And number seven, do ask questions when given the opportunity. Ask them about anything you noticed on the website that you would like to know more about. Opportunities for further study or training, if that is relevant to you. The size and structure of the team you may be joining. And the next steps in the hiring process. Let's finish this episode with a final word from one of the recent graduates. I thought that I had to go there and impress, which I now know is not true. The interview process is a time when you and your interviewers check to see how compatible you are with the company's values, vision, and ethics. There's no reason to be under pressure here. I was just supposed to present who Lindy is and see if she fits into the company's vision. That was episode 12 of Grad Next Audio, the third in our section on the practicalities of getting the job. Next time, we'll talk about the contract you will have to sign. What's in it? What does it mean? What to look out for? Please join us again. And remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye. Until next time.